This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
9KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
KISW's fifth annual Cakes for Kids campaign is on now. That helps our friends at Mary's Place as we get set for the new school year. I know if you're a kid in the car, you don't want to hear that, but it's coming fast. Faster than you think. A lot of kids, especially those at Mary's Place shelters and helps out, they don't have their enough money for their own shoes. So the idea is we're going to collect as much money as we can to give a kid a brand new pair of shoes. Yeah. They get to pick it out and gives them the confidence they need to go back to school and feel good about themselves. KISW.com. Go there now and donate what you can. The goal is we've raised $200,000 so far. The goal is $20,000 this year.
You know, we can help out a lot.
We will hook up most of the kids.
Our friend Justin, he just won $1,000. I mean, we know he's got some extra cash.
Yes,
he just want to buy his beer, maybe help some kids.
Yeah, Justin.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you're heartless.
Kicks for Kids, please donate what you can now at KISW.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lance. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Lance, are you sober or not sober?
Working on my third.
Third what?
Beer.
Men's Room IPA?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Lance. We appreciate that. And so does the Fisher House. Okay, our Men's Room poll. You got to pick one. Are you going to take a primate for a pet, a parrot, an iguana for a pet, or to be stuck in space?
Well, this is easy because I've had one before, but I want to give a shout-out to my lovely future wife, Tammy, and her kids. Other than that, absolutely iguana.
Iguana.
Are you dating Tammy, or are you just manifesting this?
That's a good question.
Dating. It's complicated.
Okay. It's always good when it's complicated and they're your future spouse. I don't think two things go together better than that. All right there, Lance. Here is your question. You're familiar with Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka created what specific candy for poor children? You laughing at the poor kids?
I didn't know he was like, give that to the poor ones.
No, it makes sense when you hear it. You go, okay.
Well, it wasn't the golden ticket. That's for the chocolate, that's for sure. So the Gobstopper?
Whoa, Lance,
the everlasting Gobstopper. The idea was you buy one of these and it lasts a real long time.
Forever.
If you didn't have a lot of money, the kid still had candy in his mouth, Ted. Why they have the everlasting Gobstopper, all right?
I like Gobstoppers.
What does that say about you?
I guess I grew up poorer than I thought.
You, that lasted 2 weeks.
Do you remember the name of the kid in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
I never actually watched it.
Well, which one?
Yeah. Which one?
Wait, the one that stole it?
The real one, Gene Wilder.
Oh, yeah, Gene Wilder. Yeah, absolutely. I'm 60, so I know all those movies.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to get married at 60?
Absolutely.
Okay, then.
All right.
Good luck, Lance.
All right, Lance, here's your true or false question. True or false, they use a 13-month calendar in Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
Yes.
So they still use they actually have the Enoch text in their Bible. That's the only ones that have that. So I would say, I got to say 13.
You knew a little more about that than I expected.
Johnny!
Yeah, they have a 13-month calendar, all right? But the 13th month is only 5 days long.
Okay.
But it goes to 6 days long on leap year. So based on their calculations, they're in 2016. It's 2016 in Ethiopia.
What a year.
I was about to say.
Yeah. Should we tell them?
Things are about to get wild.
Get vaccinated now.
Things are going to be crazy.
Yeah, build an indoor bar.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Ethiopia. Buds and beers, bitches.
Hola. Nathan, are you sober or not sober?
I'm on Rainier number 2 and a couple bowls deep as well. So I'd say not sober.
Okay, Nathan, good for you. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick one. Are you going to take a primate, a parrot, an iguana, or be stuck in space?
Thrill, I'm with you. I'm stuck in space with you.
All right, bring your beers and buds.
Mm-hmm. Both you guys
I'll
just...
sing the national anthem for you again.
Both of you guys having nicotine fits?
Oh, man, it would suck. I'd start smoking other astronauts.
Oh, God.
What happened to his finger? Oh, I just made a joint out of it. All right, here's your question. What actress starred in the show The Queen's Gambit and the movie Furiosa?
Yeah.
You like this chick?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I watched either of those. Well, no, I didn't watch either of those. I'm just going to say... Kirsten Dunst, even though that's not correct.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
That is correct. Really? You think she's hot?
Hell yeah.
She's just, there's something, when I look at her face, man, there's her, something about her eyes where I'm like, I get the feeling she might stab me in my sleep with sex.
I know. And for whatever reason.
I know. Okay.
Her eyes are captivating,
I don't know, man. Captivating?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. She freaks me out.
She draws me in, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
See, she wants to do that. She wants to do that, man. I'm telling you, she's a succubus.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I'm with Thrill, man.
No?
No.
Not for you.
Like, I don't think she's ugly. It's not that. Sure. Just there's something in her eyes when I look at her. I'm just like, I feel uncomfortable.
No, man. I'm there all day. All day, baby.
Oh, I mean, they're a little spread out.
Yes, they are.
Wow. You can fit two more between them.
Unfortunately, I don't know who we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Google her. You'll understand.
More for me.
You ever seen one of them green aliens?
All right, your question.
Green alien, Ted.
Remember Sid from My
Aliens Age? Aren't green.
It's kind of weird, though, when you see those people. It's like people without eyebrows.
Yeah.
It takes you a minute to figure out what's going on. You're like, you're looking. You're like, oh, my God, your eyes are on the side of your head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Thrill's absolutely right. I don't know what it is. She looks like she would stab you.
And I'm sure she's sweet.
Yeah, I'm sure she's a good person.
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, no. Ted's right.
There's something psychotic in her eyes. Yeah. And I'm not saying she's a psychopath. I'm saying she looks like a psychopath. Really, Mike? Yeah.
Absolutely a psycho.
Mike's the guy that jumped overboard because the mermaid called to him.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Mike, she has a tail. Don't care, bro. Those silver sparkly scales, I'm in.
Do not care.
I hear it. I'm going to it.
Yeah, that's Mike. Someone but on the text line, someone says, I'm right there with Mike. She can bring me, quote unquote, joy.
Thank you.
And then she'll stab you in the neck, brother.
Damn right.
Jesus.
Sorry.
But tailor her ham.
Man. Make it salty. All right. Your question.
It's gross.
What phobia? Yes, it is. What phobia is the most common phobia?
Arachnophobia.
Got it.
Nice job. I now have Anya Taylor-Joy phobia.
No!
You don't think she looks crazy, or you think she looks crazy?
The right amount of crazy, man.
No, that's a lot of crazy.
No.
If you got a 5-gallon bucket, you can't fit 6 gallons in it.
No, I get lost
in those
eyes.
And she has done that.
I get lost in those eyes.
Dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting weird now, man.
You can chuckle, man. I don't care.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
She does it for me. I don't... To be fair, I have no idea why either. But I find when I watch her in movies, just like, damn, she is pretty.
I mean, look,
either.
You like,
I like
who
guys.
You like.
They're so far apart. Either. Either one is on each side of her head.
We don't need to go to IMAX. She's got it a lot.
Show off.
Either side of her head, yes. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Sleestack.
Hello.
Adam, are you...
What's going on, guys?
We're doing good, man. Are you sober or not sober?
I'd say sober-ish.
All right, sober-ish. I like that. I'm going to need you to get out of your car.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, pick one on our men's room poll. Are you taking a primate for a pet, a parrot, an iguana, or be stuck in space?
Iguana, definitely.
Definitely.
All right.
Yep.
Mike, do you think she can get a standard pair of glasses, or would they just have to give her two monocles?
Yes!
She'd have to get the opto grab, right in the jerk.
She kind of looks like Sid from Ice Age.
Opto grip?
It wouldn't be funny if you weren't right. Oh, man. Okay. Poor woman. All right, a multiple choice question. A hysteria, an audience, a brood, or a cackle? What is a group of hyenas called?
Cackle?
There you go. Hey, one and done.
He knows it's hyenas. Yeah. All right, before we let you go, true or false question. True or false, the largest pistachio producer in the world is the state of California.
True.
That is true.
Believe it or not, yeah, they produced 40%, and then it was
Iran.
Yeah. There's, I can't remember the other country, but they make up the other, they're about 24% each. Okay. By the way, Mike, someone here described on Nutella Joy. It looks like a halibut.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, dummy.
Halibut does look like it rides a shorter mouse, doesn't it? I mean.
Damn. Ooh. Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, ugly things are tasty.
All of it,
always. Oh, Amber, are you sober or not sober?
No.
What are you doing over there, Amber?
Little rosé.
Oh, little rosé. Oh, Amber, man, you are a doll.
I don't think it's a little.
You are a doll. All right.
It is just a little, Steve, I promise.
All right, put out that 100 and let's do the poll here. All right, pick one. Are you going to have a primate for a pet, a parrot for a pet, an iguana, or be stuck in space?
Parrot.
You're taking the parrots.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Amber.
How old are you, Amber?
How dare you?
Well, I do dare. How old are you?
52.
52. All right. All right. So if you get a parrot, man, you got to leave it to someone. Who are you leaving this parrot to?
I just got one kid. He's 17. He deserves it.
Wow.
Is that like a good thing or a bad thing when you say he deserves it? Because like he's stuck with this damn thing for like 40 years.
Sounds like he's been a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
17 years old and just driving me crazy.
Yeah, right, leave his ass Amber, the parrot.
Let me ask you a question. How long have you had the parrot?
I don't have one.
Okay, there you go.
All right, here is your question. In what state would you find Fort Benning?
That's got to be Georgia.
Oh, damn.
Yep. Damn, one and done, Amber. Nice
one
job.
And done with Amber. All right, okay. Hang on. True or false? True or false, bubble gum is pink because it was originally targeted for girls.
I'm gonna say false.
Now, turns out bubblegum is pink because that's the only color of food coloring they had left at the time he did it.
Okay.
That's it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
I thought it was because it like looks like a tongue and it's in your mouth.
Okay, now you're just a freak. Look at that dumb tongue girl. Mm. By the way, they're just going after poor Amy Taylor Joy now.
Oh, now I feel bad for her.
I mean, and someone's just tuning in. What girl do I need to look up that looks like a halibut?
Jesus.
We're not necessarily saying she looks like a halibut, but when you see her, you'll understand. But it's Anya Taylor-Joy.
People. Now, what was she famous for?
So she was in that show, The Queen's Gambit, that I never watched. And then most recently, she was in the Mad Max movie, Furiosa.
Okay.
Which my friend told me to watch. I just haven't done it yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, holy smokes, that chick from the chess show, that wasn't CGI? Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Rob, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay.
You drinking men's room IPA?
I'm drinking some vodka. With a little bit of whatever, and I got to mix with it.
I like you, Rob. You're all right. Okay, Rob, pick one. Are you taking a primate for a pet, a parrot, an iguana, or to be stuck in space?
You know what? I'm going to go with primate, but let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I got two sisters and four brothers.
Let's come again?
I got two sisters and four brothers. I've lived with a few primates.
Ah, okay. You're already used to it.
Oh, okay. Yes, monkey see. Jokes.
Do you think a monkey would be funny, like, if you could talk to him? Would monkeys be funny?
Mm.
Would they be petty? Are they funny?
I don't know. I think they're indifferent.
You think so?
Yeah.
I feel like they're chatty.
There's not much difference.
I feel like a gorilla would actually be funny, like real dry humor. Like, he's not moving much, but like every time he says something, you're like, that, dude, that was actually pretty funny.
Probably have a British accent.
You think the gorilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
Just based on...
Hello, Governor. I'm a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Planet of the Apes, they all somehow had an English accent.
Right, like Cornelius or whatever.
What's that now?
Nothing. We're talking about Planet of the Apes, man. Most important movie ever made.
Oh, yeah. The Cornelius, that was the wife, huh?
No, that was not the wife.
Anyone tell you your wife kind of looks like Cornelius?
He was the light-skinned brother.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
Say that.
I told you I wasn't sober.
Yeah, I know. I am, but I'm losing
You're drinking vodka.
Vodka.
All right. Yeah. Your question. What car company takes its name from the Japanese word for the constellation Pleiades?
Mitsubishi?
Subaru. I think, what is Mitsubishi? I didn't know what that one was.
Oh, you know what's terrible about that? I'm driving a Subaru. Well, not right now, but I own one.
Okay. Mitsubishi is three diamonds.
Someone is saying, I'm going to tell the droid looks like a sardine pack in a can.
Oh, my God.
She's probably from Seattle or something.
I guess we're not having her on the show.
No, she's actually Australian.
Oh, okay.
But something, and then I'm totally with you, Mike. There's something about those wide eyes. I just can't look away. Yeah, she's sucking you in before
she's captivating,
kills.
Man. She's beautiful.
I agree that she's captivating, but captivating could also be like seeing a car accident where a limb flies off.
I don't compare her to a car accident.
Can I compare
her? You put her on the same level as Steve Buscemi.
Okay, how about
Danny
this?
DeVito.
Okay. She looks like a real life version of a Picasso painting. I think that's fair. Eyes on different sides of the head. Nothing
she
but forehead.
Slightly photoshopped, you know what? You just kind of like.
Right. You didn't quite get it right.
She looks like she'd offer you a weird beverage, too. You show up at her house, she's like, what, a Slurpee?
Glass prune juice for you?
Right. Just like, what?
Prune juice and a Fig Newton? Have you ever just drank the water out of a tuna can?
Have straws.
Here's a can of hot dog water.
Damn. Someone else has changed her name to Ostrich Taylor Joy.
Bowl of grape nuts?
Damn.
Grape nuts?
Cream of wheat?
I'm having a grape nuts party.
I'll supply the milk. Cream of wheat?
Oh, no. Is she from Seattle or Chernobyl? Oh, my God.
Probably, honestly, would offer you a Vegemite sandwich.
And then someone does chime in and say, hey, guys, Anya does show her nipples, though. Okay. So
okay.
Are they as far apart as her eyes? They're on her ribs.
Oh, damn.
Whoa. All right. All right, your question. The songs From a Distance and Wind Beneath My Wings, they both suck, but they were hits for what singer?
You might know her more as an actress.
Yeah.
Nibbler.
What's that?
Bette Nibbler.
Okay.
But God, I hated those songs.
My mom listened to Wings Beneath My Wings. Just, it was like it was on repeat.
I used to have
she must
to
have
play
had it
that
on record.
All the freaking time. My first radio gig, man, overnight, said easy listening station, whatever. That song was massive. That and what was the song from Ace of Base? I Saw the Sign. Yeah, don't even say it. I will hurt you.
I know,
seriously,
crazy.
I freaking hate
it. I heard from multiple people who saw her in Vegas that her show was great. She does like comedy bits in between the songs.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fabulous.
I heard it was fantastic. I'm dead serious.
It's so hard.
We should go if she comes back.
Yeah, me and you going to see Bette Midler.
Why are you guys going down there? Bette Midler. More Big Demi coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Win your share of $100,000 cash. It is easy. Download the Odyssey app if you haven't done so already. It's absolutely free. When you do, create an account, sign in, listen for 1 hour to this fine radio station. So far, I believe we've had, count them, two winners.
That is right, two.
Win your share of $98,000 by listening for 1 hour on the Odyssey app. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant?
Before we get there, people are still commenting about actress Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, my God.
No, Mike, look, and some people are being mean. They say, is she related to Sloth in Ice Age? Look, we don't know. They call her the female version of Don Knotts. But someone does agree with you. They say, I'm with Mike. Could you find her super attractive?
Yeah.
But he adds, I also dig a chick that can read two books at once. Mm. But hey.
That is a skill level.
That's so mean.
She looks like she played the rodent in the Broadway show Cats.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Ahoy!
Hola! Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Definitely not sober.
Definitely why, definitely. Justin? What are you doing over there?
Drinking some Coors Original, the old banquet.
Oh, I like a good old stubby. Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah.
Men's Room poll, pick one. Are you taking a primate for a pet, a parrot, an iguana, or to be stuck in space?
Might do the iguana. It seems like the least amount of maintenance. Stick it in a cage, stick a lamp over it, feed it occasionally, and don't open it.
So you want to kill an iguana is what we're getting here. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right, Justin. Here is your question. What is the only instrument that is played without touching it? Definitely not the skin flute.
The only instrument played without touching it.
That is correct.
Oh. Man, that's a good one. Yeah, let's go with a harp.
Theremin.
It is, in fact, a theremin.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know what a theremin is, so.
You ever heard the theme, what is it, The Dark Shadows or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard you guys talk about it, but I've never been into any kind of music, band, anything like that. So I never was really around a whole bunch of instruments.
This was an old TV show, it was the theme song.
Oh.
So that little creepy sound in the background, that's the theremin. And Miles is playing it live right now.
He's really good at it.
Thank you.
Oh, he's outstanding.
I need to concentrate.
You're very welcome, Miles. Hey, I want to tell you guys, I just drove down to Sacramento back in the last 3 days, and I don't get to listen to you guys as much anymore. I live over in Eastern Washington, but the Odyssey app just straight kills it. But how do you actually sign into it? Can you clarify that for me and hopefully a bunch of other customers?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that I cannot.
You have to create an account, all right? So once you have it, like, I've got the Odyssey app. Don't have an account. Because I haven't created one.
Right.
All right. But I listen to it all the time.
Is there a tab on there that says, like,
basically, just create an account. I think I actually did it when I signed in. You know, one of those things where,
okay,
like, when
so
you,
if
when
I
you register.
If I signed into the Odyssey app and following you guys, then I'm probably all good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% guaranteed, but go to your personal information to make sure that you are, you have a profile.
Right.
And then
I was trying to figure out yesterday, but I'm super dumb with the whole internets and stuff like that. So, yeah. All right, I'll look into that. Thank you for clarifying.
And if not, I'm wrong.
But hopefully you win $1,000.
Yes.
All right.
Hopefully, and I definitely will come pay for that $150 beer tab.
There you go. Right, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. With a heart.
You got to pay for the gas for me to get from Eastern Washington to you guys, though. So there we go.
Well, knowing Eastern Washington, you're driving a truck that gets 12 miles to the gallon.
Nah, man, you got to get that Cummins. You get that 17 miles to the gallon.
Oh, man. Big time rolling there. All right, Justin, here's your question, multiple choice. Which product was originally called Wonder Jelly? Vaseline, KY Jelly, grape jelly, or rubber cement? So Vaseline, KY Jelly, grape jelly, or rubber cement?
I'm going to go with rubber cement.
I'll go KY Jelly.
It should have been, but no.
Vaseline?
Vaseline, yes.
Vaseline.
Jinx.
Vaseline.
Hey, kid, you ever try Wonder Jelly?
No Vaseline.
A summer in the Vaseline. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I get it. She was great. All right. Your question, Hannibal Lecter recommends fava beans and Chianti for eating what part of a human being?
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. We'll go with the heart.
What are you, a savage? My God, man. Who would pair? Yes, it's liver. He said fava beans and Chianti. Who would pair that with the human heart? If you eat a human heart, and actually you're doing it, just drink Coors. I mean, I found that that's a very refreshing combination.
You know, when you kill a deer, you take a bite of the heart, not of the liver. Thanks, Grandpa. Appreciate that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. In what city is the Kentucky Derby held?
I was about to say Kentucky, but I'm pretty sure that's a state.
It is, in fact, a state. What was that?
Jacksonville, Kentucky.
Jacksonville, Kentucky.
How about, is it Lexington?
Louisville.
Louisville. Yep.
Louisville. No,
that was close. Just one letter off.
I still got to try one of them pop rounds.
Yeah, you're just in the wrong state, Justin.
Yeah.
All right, your question. Haiti has two official languages, Haitian Creole and what?
You said India?
Haiti.
English.
French.
Wrong.
Question six.
Question number six. What nickname was given to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in 1909?
Talladega.
That would be the Brickyard. The Brickyard.
Ow.
She's the
Brick.
Yard.
Okay, I think I got this one. It's a 50-50 shot between Japan and China. I'm going to go with China.
You got it.
There you go.
All right, Justin. Good luck there winning that money.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803. Rock, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Kyle, sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home.
All right, Kyle, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, pick one. You're going to take a primate as a pet, a parrot, an iguana, or be stuck in space till next year.
I'm going to have to go with iguana because my wife has had reptiles before, so what's another one?
There's a lot of reptiles out there who've had iguanas.
What kind of reptiles did she have before?
She's had a corn snake, a ball python, and now we have a bearded dragon.
Does she have any of those animals as tattoos?
She does not.
Okay.
Yet, I should say.
Yet.
I think the bearded dragon is the most popular lizard I see in homes.
I can't even picture what it looks like.
They're the easiest to take care of. They just lay there all day.
Yeah.
Kind of like a cat, but made out of scales. All right. Here is your question. What nickname was given to the skeleton of the Piltdown Man discovered in 1912?
Oh, sorry, can you repeat that?
What nickname was given to the skeleton of the Piltdown Man, discovered in 1912?
Skeletor, I don't know.
Oh.
Lucy? The Missing Link.
The Missing Link.
Yep.
Oh.
So they originally called it the Piltdown Man. They thought it was the Missing Link. Then they found out it was a hoax. So now it's just the Piltdown Man.
It wasn't real?
The bones were real, but people took like some bits from a chimpanzee, some bits from a human. And so when they discovered this, they're like, all right. Dude, right, that's the link between us and monkeys. And they're like, yeah, we're joshing. All right, your question. And I'm sure that's a...
I was going to say, that's a quote.
That's a quote.
Yeah, joshing.
We're joshing it. We're making it funny.
It was 1912, so they probably said something.
1909. Come on.
Yeah, we're just joshing you.
Yeah, we're just joshing you. Give me a little razzmatazz.
How the hell are we in Egypt?
All right, your question. What is the Latin word for the term word for word?
Pass. Not sure.
I'm going to quote someone. All right, so the bosses are
verbatim.
Verbatim. All right, your question. What McDonald's item is known as Le Royale in France?
Quarter pounder with cheese.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, I just assumed it was Big Mac.
I think most people just know that because of
Pulp Fiction.
Thank you, Miles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Greg, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Well, I had two earlier, but I'm pretty sober.
All right. Two of what earlier?
Tequila sunrises.
Oh, very good.
Oh, wow. What time did you start?
Oh, we were there for like a couple hours. It was, I don't know. Don't know what time, 4 o'clock now?
Okay. All right, Greg, a men's room poll. Pick one. What are you taking as a pet? A primate, a parrot, or an iguana, or you could be stuck in space.
I'll be stuck in space.
Stuck in space.
That's exactly what I'm hearing.
Kind of in space, though.
All right, here's your question. What country's accent does Shrek have?
Oh, Jesus.
And Mike Myers made it a point to emulate this country's...
French accent? I don't know.
Yes, Irish. He sounds very Scottish.
Scottish.
What are you doing in my swampy?
Scottish, yeah, the French.
Wasn't the fat character same when he was playing like...
Oh,
the
fat bastard?
Yeah, when he's playing, wasn't that Scottish as well?
Yes.
Okay.
It's well, kind of he's Scottish heritage.
Ah.
A lot of his movies have Scottish stuff in it.
Okay.
Like, you've ever seen So I Married an Axe Murderer?
God, years ago, man, yeah.
Underrated movie. Pretty funny.
I was going to say, man, it's better than I think people were going to give it credit for.
Yeah. Heads like Sputnik. Huge.
Huge.
All right. Your question, what do the letters XO stand for on a bottle of cognac?
Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses?
It is not hugs and kisses.
Extraordinary.
Extra old.
Oh.
Nah, man, this is extra old.
Like real, real old. I'm talking about my wife, of course. All right, Greg, here's your question. How many states did the U.S. gain as a result of the Mexican-American War?
42.
Wow.
Hold on.
That's the most bigger conflict than I was thinking.
I will say 3.
It is 3. What 3 are you thinking?
Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona.
Close. Texas, New Mexico, and California.
Oh, California.
California. We now have California. All right, your question. How many chess pieces does each player start a game of chess with?
Oh, geez. That would be 15?
16.
16.
Yeah.
Almost.
If you're starting with 15, the other person's cheating. Just the heads up. All right. Who was the first president to make the very important decision to pardon a turkey with an official ceremony? Was it JFK, FDR, Hoover, or Nixon?
A turkey?
Yeah, you know, every Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. President walks out and says, I'm going to pardon this turkey. And we're like, don't you have
what
stuff to
choice?
Do? Your choices.
What were the choices again?
JFK, FDR, Hoover, or Nixon?
Nixon.
Hoover?
JFK. Hmm. I'm going to give this turkey here a pardon because this turkey did nothing to me. And frankly, we already have 3 turkeys that have been cooked and I don't know what else to do with it.
So when they pardon the turkey, they don't eat it.
We're not going to eat it.
Well, okay. It's been pardoned.
Right.
Yeah. I called a press conference today to let you know that with my presidential authority, I'm going to pardon a turkey. Why are you looking at me like that?
So the turkey is a criminal.
No.
And he pardons a turkey so no one eats it.
No, he's just pardoning him so he doesn't get killed.
All right. Yeah. Death sentence, Miles.
Yeah, essentially he gets taken off a death row, right?
Yeah. Pardoned.
You think the turkey's like, wait, what was going to happen, man?
There's an innocent turkey out there, man. They're all about to get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you about to get
it? Yep, I got 2 at home. They're going to get it.
Bam.
Yeah.
That sounds you like you're going to do something bad.
I have some emus for Ted to ride.
Oh, I've banned riding emus. There was an accident.
Why are you only inviting Ted to ride your emus?
Right.
Well, I got 5 of them. All you guys can ride.
No,
them.
But you only invited Ted to ride your emus.
Damage is
I'm
done,
kind of
man.
Offended. I know.
I want to see Ted drunk on an emu.
Well, who does?
A lot of people do.
I masturbate to them.
You too?
Yes, me too. All right, your question. Eczema affects what part of the body?
Eczema, isn't that the itchy stuff?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Your whole body, wouldn't it be?
Well, what
specifically?
Organ?
Right. Specifically, why are you itchy? What part of you is itching?
Well, everything could be itchy if you have that, isn't it?
Therefore, the organ...
Your knees. Elbows.
Skin.
Skin, man. Skin.
It's a skin disease.
Right. Because your skin's... That's why you're itchy all over. Because your skin's all over. That's why they keep itching. All right. Your question, what is the first foreign country you'll reach if you head south from Miami, Florida?
South America.
What country?
Country.
Oh, country?
Yeah.
Africa?
Country.
Country.
Country. Europe.
I have... Is it Europe?
No.
Oh, that's, God.
That's no, country.
Country.
Greg, you do know the difference between a continent and a country, right?
No.
I don't.
Oh, crap.
They're all the same, aren't they? A country? A country would be... I have no idea.
Where do you live, Greg?
Florida.
What country do
I'm
you
an
live?
Even claw.
No.
Oh, come on, Greg. Don't do us like
I'll
that.
Out even Greg, what continent are we on right now?
USA. In America.
Which one?
North America?
North America. All right, so North America is the continent.
South America.
South America is the continent below us. That's very good. What country, not continent, is below Florida?
I don't know.
I'll guess Cuba.
It is back Cuba.
Okay.
Well done, Miles.
Two tequila sunrises.
No, I'm a dummy. I don't know much.
That's how we get down in Indian Claw, man. We just stop by the beat, get some tequila sunrises, listen to the thunder come in.
All right, here's your question. The Heartbreakers were whose backing band?
Oh, I don't know nothing about... I mean, I listen to music, but I have no idea about that.
Come on, don't run away from this one.
The Heartbreakers.
The Heartbreakers.
Yeah, so so-and-so and the Heartbreakers.
Who?
You're
going to free fall right into this answer.
Mm-hmm.
No, no.
Nope, I'm probably not. I'm clueless.
He is, he's passed on within the last few years.
That is hilarious.
I don't know.
Yes, we do.
I honestly don't.
We're trying to help you. We know you don't know.
Well, do, hey, Greg, I got to ask. Greg, what is your area of expertise in life?
I'm a carpenter. I'm in finish work.
Okay. By the way, it's Tom Petty in the Heartbreakers.
Oh, Tom Petty now. Yeah, now that you say it, now I...
Yes, when you say it
now,
it all makes sense.
Answer.
All right, your question. What does the giant smell, and not what the rock is cooking, when he says, fee-fi-fo-fum?
A fart? Is it a fart?
I can't do it.
Nope.
Nope, gotta call the monster.
Not with that answer, man. Nope.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. Somebody passed gas in here.
Out their bum.
Let's save this thing with one more contestant.
Jody! Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, that was, oh, my God.
Josh, was he big? Was he, Josh?
I wanted to reach for the phone and slap that guy.
Josh, was he joshing us, so to speak?
Hey, I got a story about joshing. You know where that came from?
Where?
Back in, like, Gold Rush days, a guy was coming around with fake nickels and paying his bar tab, and his name was Josh. So they adopted that. I learned that from a guy that I used to work with at the ferry dock that, was a money collector. Very interesting story about that. All right. All right. So let's go. Big dummy. Let's go.
Are you sober or not sober?
Well, I plead the fifth.
Come on, buddy.
I'm a little messed up. Let's go.
Not sober.
Okay. Yeah. Not sober. We got that.
All right, Josh, our men's room poll. Pick one. Are you taking a primate as a pet, a parrot, an iguana, or to be stuck in space?
Well, parrot will narc on you if you cheat on your girl, so I'm going to go with the iguana.
Okay.
Then his iguana's like, hey, just so you know, Josh is having sex with someone.
Yeah.
Maybe don't get in a relationship. You're already planning on cheating.
No, I prefer to be single. So let's go.
No problem.
If I were single, the only sound I think that my parrot would make is... Why does it keep doing that?
Likewise.
All right, Josh, here is your question. in Texas Hold'em. What's the
Jesus God?
Ow.
One more.
Men's room colors.
One more.
The seven words.
Try one more.
One more. We can't end it like this. This has been such a great day.
Sucker,
we can't end it with those two.
And please keep those words in mind.
I'm calling.
I said the river.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get it. The turn.
The turn.
That is the turn.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Adam. Welcome to the men's room. Save us, man.
Come on, man.
Hola.
Hola. Adam's good, man.
Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Adam. Welcome to the big dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll. Pick one. Are you taking a primate as a pet, a parrot as a pet, an iguana, or to be stuck in space?
Let's go with the primate.
Primate.
Ooh, what kind of primate would you get, man?
A little spider monkey.
Okay. I saw one bitch slap someone. It looked like it hurt, bro.
Chip.
I rented one in Thailand, and it went around picking pockets of people.
Nice.
New Orleans.
All right, here's your question. What city is the capital of Tuscany and the first name of the mother in Good Times?
Florence.
Whoa. And done.
Right.
I'm guessing
Thank you, Adam.
Was it the Good Times clue that gave it away?
I had no idea. I just picked an Italian name.
Yeah, well, it worked. Mm-hmm. All right, hang on. Before we let you go, man, a true or false question for you. True or false, toads can, in fact, give you warts.
That's false.
That is false.
Okay.
Head chef's coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the poverty foods that everyone still loves. And we got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.